Welcome to Spirit Chat Radio with your host, Jennifer O'Neill, where the focus is to simplify the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. Jennifer is a leading expert in the field of spirit communication and has spent the last 20 years as a professional psychic and spiritual teacher, helping people all over the world learn how to develop themselves spiritually through her books, podcasts, and her virtual learning center, Keys to the Spirit World. For the next hour, join Jennifer to discover different tools and techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit world better and empower you on your own spiritual journey.
Aloha, everybody, and welcome to Spirit Chat Radio. Today, joining me is Kao, who was my guest for several times, but seems to have turned into my co-host. Hi, Kao.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hopefully, we will not have the technical difficulties that we've been having the last few shows. You know what? The funny thing is, though, I took a break this weekend. It was Labor Day weekend, and we went up North Shore with the family, and I did no work. And so far, I've had no technical difficulties. Go figure. Mm-hmm. However, I will be back to working on all my classes and stuff this week, so I can't promise anything for next week. So, that being said, we are doing a show today that we find most interesting, and that we think a lot of people have questions about because they're we were talking about it earlier, there's some information out there. There's not a ton of information, actually. There's so much information on spirit communication and spirit guides and angels. But this one on Akashic Records, what are the Akashic Records? This subject, I don't think is covered a lot, but my personal opinion on that is I think that a lot of people don't have a ton of information on it. So that's why there's not a lot of information on it out there. And I have some personal experience with this, and that's the angle that I'm going to give you guys today, is just what I know of the Akashic Records, what I've experienced and whatnot. So let's get into that a little bit. What are the Akashic Records? I think most people know this part, truthfully. Akashic records are of every human event, thought, word, and emotion and intent that has ever been recorded in the past, present, or future. I think that that's pretty, much understood. I think people get the general gist of that. It's actually a vibrational record of soul and its journey, as well as how every soul intertwines with every other soul it encounters throughout the entire universe that has ever been, before, now, and in the potentials. This also entwines universes in different dimensions. So I guess I'm going to get into this a little bit more, and I will be able to explain the dimension thing probably a little bit better. Experience with seeing the Akashic Records myself, and it was shown to me through my counsel, which I think I'm jumping ahead of myself. I'm going to get into that. Let's get into the history just quite a minute. So everybody's probably like all engaged in what I was going to say, and then I've just skipped over that. They were like, oh, great. The Akashic Records, what I find is interesting, and what I think that really fascinates a lot of people, and it should, is there's been a lot of documentation about the Akashic Records, however they explain it. It may be called this, maybe history of just life. I mean, there's stuff written in the Bible, life, back with Hinduism and Buddhism, and there's so much stuff written. And I think that that's something for those who, whether you believe or don't believe in Akashic Records, I think that that's something that's hard to ignore when it's ingrained in different cultures for thousands of these recorded events or something that's very similar to other cultures, even though they may not call it the same thing. I always find that interesting when I'm researching something or if I'm experiencing something or if I hear of something and then you find out that it's been talked about and documented in different cultures, you know, there's definitely something to that. So this is something that obviously I think people know have not been around or has been around for a very long time. I think everything we're covering so far, pretty much everybody knows, Kale, don't you? I mean, I think everybody has the general gist of, you know, it's something that's been around for a long time. It seems to be very valid. I think that when you're talking about your own intuitions and even just the name resonates pretty much with everybody. It feels good. Everybody kind of believes and understands it exists. Don't you agree?
Right. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to get into what the Akashic Records look like and my experience, and we're probably going to end up running into break during this. In order to explain that, I know, because everybody is different about how I receive information. Edgar Casey, Akashic Records, and for those of you who know what he is, he would get many premonitions or just tons and tons of information during a dream state. Very common. Very common for a channeler. For those
Jen,
of you who do
not. Jen, I want to pause you real quick because you cut out when you said the name, and I know you said Edgar Casey. So for people
yes.
who didn't hear that, it's Edgar Casey.
Am
that
I
you're
really
talking
cutting
about.
Out again now? Because
you just started. You just started.
Geez.
So
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
It was Edgar Casey, and she's correct. And you know, I hear everything fine on my end. So. Anyways, Edgar Casey was one that had talked or that has spoke about the Akashic Records. And for those of you, again, who may or may not know who he is, he would channel information during a dream. And then he would wake up and write the things down or people him. And they were things that he would have premonitions and whatnot. And that's what made him famous, is because he basically wasn't attached to any of the visions. He just would do them, write them down, or have somebody write them down, and then they would happen. So people became fascinated with what he was doing. He was a channeler. For me to get into my story of what I was seeing and what I was shown, I would like to give a little bit of background to help everybody understand that a bit better. So I am a channeler. I've been a channeler for a very, very long time. I mean, I've been a trained channeler for over 20 some years. And when I channel, I can do it while I'm awake, but a lot of my channeling happens during a dream state, just like Edgar Casey. They're very, very different than a regular dream. They're very different than an astral travel dream. It's like I'm awake. And the information I'm receiving, it's kind of hard to explain. It's incredibly vivid and detailed, and it's information you can't ignore, which is, I assume, why Edgar Casey started documenting the things he was documenting. And so I will, in dream state, at different times, not every night that I dream, sometimes I'll go 6 weeks without channeling anything. But when I begin to channel during a dream state, I know that the information that comes with it will stick with me like literally forever. It is so, the information is so impactful. And I only channel information, I'm only shown information during a channeling state when it's something that really needs to stick with me. So that system works for me. Anyways, I was shown the Akashic Records during a channeling one time during a dream state channeling session. And it was very interesting to me. I'm, again, only going to speak of my experience of what I know of the Akashic Records. And the stuff the Akashic records. I find it kind of interesting that I think that a lot of people do readings on it with Akashic records and whatnot, which we're going to get into in a little bit here. But I don't think everybody has a strong grasp on it. Even those who talk about it, I don't think that they've quite seen some of the things that other people have seen on Akashic records because of their wording, I can tell. So anyways, my experience, I was taken into a place that had a giant, it's almost looked like a digital blueprint. And the interesting thing about that is it's a large map of records. And the map looks like a very mountainous range, a 3D mountainous range that is the bluest, most beautiful blue you've ever seen in your life. And it's so vibrant, and you can move this map. Like, I've seen movies where they actually move digital holograms. It looks very like a digital hologram type thing that you can move around. You can shrink it down really small, and you can pull it up really large to pinpoint different areas. You are not allowed to see, when you actually get into the Akashic Records map, you are not allowed to see anybody else's timeline or record in the major records map. Now we're going to get into some other things that people do have access to when it comes to Akashic Records. That's going to be a little bit deeper into the show. But on the specific map, you can only see your own imprint, your own record, I would say. So they showed me my map, my record. And you can find yourself. There is billions of souls. And you will immediately be shown and pointed, and you are on this map. And you will go right to that point. And that point will then show you some other information, which I'm going to get to as soon as we get back from the break. We'll be right back in a minute.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the Om Times Experts program. With Om Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called the Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family, and then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle to America, you know, your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Aloha and welcome back. We've been talking about the Akashic Records. I've been explaining my personal experience with them. So anyways, I was shown this, the digital records, the map, And you, again, there's billions on there. You can see that there's billions on there, billions of souls, billions of records. But you only get to focus on or zoom into your personal record. So I was brought into my personal record, and as you're brought into it, as you focus in on it, it pops up, it gets bigger. So you can see your journey of your entire creation of your soul. Now, I was so mind blown by this amazing creation, because I remember even thinking, wow, this looks totally different than I thought it would. Like, I knew it was the Akashic Records. I was told that it was the Akashic Records map, and I envisioned it being very different than it was. I didn't realize that it was going to look very three-dimensional and very digital looking and just have this vibrant color to it that was just very amazing and mountainous, and just it was just absolutely incredible, the detail. Like, I mean, it's just mind-boggling, the detail that is in this thing. And the way that it is interactive, it was just so impressive. I can't even, words do not describe. So up, and you get to see you, and it gets bigger. I was very focused on kind of where I was, because I'm still wondering, why am I being shown the Akashic Records right now? Because my counsel only shows them to me for specific purposes, or shows me things like this. I only channel during these times when I'm supposed to have pertinent information. So I looked back, and what you can see is you can see ups and downs like a mountain ridge. So you can see where your vibration's high, you have higher points on the mountain ridge. Where they're lower, there will be dips. So just like on a mountain where you get your high vibration would be at a peak, and then the lowers would be the valleys. And then you get to see, I could see many past lives and my valleys and my highs and lows and my ridges as they came down. But what they were showing me as you focus in, you literally can go down to every second of your life. Like any second moment, you can move along this line and pinpoint a specific second in time, and you will visually be able to see or know. I was able to see what emotions, what you were experiencing, every event that was surrounding your life at that specific second. The only way I can describe that is if you were to pause a movie or something, and you would know exactly what was happening in that scene and what was being said. Then for my journey, they wanted moving forward, which here's another interesting thing. You're not allowed to see to the second moving forward. You're only allowed to see an outline of your ridges and an outline of some things that are happening in your future. So whether you can, I'm going to leave this up to you guys to decide. My impression is there are some things that we still get to fill in with free will that will be recorded to the second, but there's definitely an outline of things that is going to happen, that are going to be happening in your life with certain people at certain times. So that is for very specifically be happening in the future potential outcomes and different things recorded in the future. So that was my first experience with actually seeing the records themselves. And then there's another type of record. KL, are you still with me over there? Just checking in.
I am. Fascinating.
Okay, like
I'm very engaged. Like,
are you mesmerized? What happened to you? Okay, so it was, again, what I think that people talk about when they can see records of people, and now we're getting into reading records of other people, it would not be this Akashic Records map. This would be the library, in a sense, I guess I would say. It would be, I know that people have explained it like the internet, kind of, like, and it is like the internet in a way that them amount of information, I mean, make the internet look like just nothing. It's the way that the people's lives, the one thing that I could see on my own timeline was you can literally see on every second that the connections that you have to these billions of other people of any interaction you've ever had with them. So, like, I don't care if it's somebody that you just seem to happen to catch eye contact with walking down the street, or a checker, or a loved one. There are, that all intertwines into your Akashic record and is recorded everywhere. Every single thing, memory, and it's all just, like I said, it is so mind-blowing. It's just beyond describable. And it's just crazy. So then you can shrink it back down. You can move down the timeline and go to a different area, and wherever you move to, that will sort of become bigger. And then you can also pull back, and then everything can shrink down to a lot smaller. And because this information is just very, it can shrink down to very tiny, and you can pull it up to where it's like 6 feet by 6 feet and looks like that. You can make it very large. You can, it moves. It's very mobile. It's very strange. It's you can move it smaller. You can mount it. But again, you're not, so I wouldn't be allowed to see Kao's Akashic record in the actual Akashic record map. So what you are allowed to see, and what is interesting for a lot of people, and what I think a lot of people have more way, I think that's kind of a privacy thing, and I appreciate the fact that we're not allowed to see other people's record on their map. I think that that makes me feel good, that like it's not like I don't know who, you know, you don't really, I guess, want everybody to go into your map. I would think so. I mean, I don't know. Maybe. Is that weird? I mean, people are always trying to put the safe lock thing on their, you know, phones and everything. But I appreciate the fact that you can see a lot, but that we're only allowed to see ours. I don't know. That's just me. So
Jen, so what about the people who are the readers, who are Akashic record readers, and they read for other people?
That is, yeah, very good question. And that's what we're also getting to. So everybody holds an Akashic record in their energetic system as well. So each individual who is created, whether you're on Earth now or you're on the other side, everybody holds their own energetic record as well with them. With their creation, you have on you an Akashic record of your journey, of your time. So it's kind of like the way I would describe it to somebody is the map has billions and billions and billions and billions of pages, imagine, of everything that's ever happened and been recorded in history. But you have your sheet or record or card of yours specifically. So I can, kind of like you have a driver's license, you have a social security number, and that kind of documents who you are in the, you know, the database of wherever you live. You have your own energetic Akashic record print. You have your own copy of your Akashic record, your personal Akashic record. So that is carried with each person's individual in their energetic system. That you do have access to read with other people. So an Akashic records reader, a psychic, or somebody who would have the ability to read somebody's personal, you're not reading them from the map, the actual recorded map, you're not allowed, but you are reading their personal Akashic record, their own energetic. It's part of who you are. This record is part of you. So you, let's say you were reading somebody's record, you're allowed to go in and read their Akashic record that they hold in their energetic. And you are allowed to then read some of the people that they've had in contact with. And in fact, that's what I read and see. And you may as well. Do you do past life stuff? Do you ever do when you're doing readings? Do you ever see past life stuff or do past life readings?
No, I don't. No.
Oh,
I don't.
That'll be new for you. You'll be doing that soon. Okay. So I do past life readings, and it's definitely, I think anybody who does a past life reading, you definitely are tuning into their Akashic record and their print and their record that they're holding on them. Because it's like a timeline, and you can see it. So what I do is I tune into their energy and I see their timeline, which would be their Akashic record timeline. And you see their now, you see their future, and you see their past. And I can move along that timeline and it will stop somewhere. Sometimes to a person, I will be pulled to a certain part of the timeline. And so like if I'm doing a past life reading, for instance, when somebody asks me to, I will allow myself to be pulled and stopped at whatever place that they feel is pertinent. So how that works is I work with their guides and their record, and I will allow myself to just move until I'm stopped. And when I'm stopped, I know them how it pertains to their lifetime now. So I will just allow myself to move along the timeline. Once I'm stopped, I get a date. I get an age, I get genders, I get names, I get places, I get like a whole visual of what was happening in their life at that time. Once I just stop and then I tune in. And usually, like I said, I do it in a way that I ask to be moved to part of their timeline that is helpful for them in this lifetime. Because some things you do carry over from past lives. As far as fears or blocks or different things of that nature. And sometimes being aware of those things that have happened in a past life, many times relationships and interactions that you're having in this lifetime, you've also had other engagements with them in another lifetime. And to understand the dynamic from a different lifetime will help you to understand the dynamic in this lifetime. So there's lots of good information that you can pull from a past life on your Akashic Records timeline that will benefit you and help you let go and ease and relax with whatever situation in this lifetime. We'll be right back to discuss a little bit more after this break.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Barry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
Aloha and welcome back as we continue on with Akashic Records talk. And I did want, I had a question that popped in. You must be wondering it. Well, how would the Akashic records then, if you read somebody's Akashic record that they hold with them energetically, how would that be in line with your birth chart? Because we talk about birth charts a lot. And as you're born, everybody knows that they create a birth chart. That birth chart is in alignment with the Akashic records. So things that you will experience, they mimic each other. They are in alignment with each other. So they do go together. When somebody reads you from today and reads you from last week and the other thing, again, they're having access to your records timeline. And I'm not sure how other people read them, Kao, and I'm curious to how you read, but I actually do see timelines. Like I actually see, you know how they make timelines, like remember in like history class and they'd go, you know, in 1800, mm-hmm. this happened here. And then mm-hmm. I actually literally see timelines, like they move along the timeline. Then a time glass, similar to the Akashic record map. When I move along there and then I stop somewhere, it will get big. And I will just see, all of a sudden the visuals get really big to that area of the timeline. When you read people, do you see timeline or do you just get impressions?
I do.
Okay.
I do. Yeah. I literally see their timeline from mm-hmm. baby to where they're at now. And same. So for me, I will hear an age. I will then see a visual. And then right. bring it up and ask. But I don't go past that. Like, I right. don't read past live.
Oh, see, that's just because you haven't tried.
Because,
because I know you can. It's just because you haven't gone that far yet. That's silly. It's like you just stop yourself there and then go, okay, well, we'll just start here because this is what
Let
pertains
me just park
to
it.
Yeah, we're just going to stop right here, but yeah, we're going to work on that with you. But I don't know how other
question though.
Yeah.
I do have a question though. So when you're talking about past lives and you're talking about different methods being in alignment with accessing the Akashic records, when someone is having a past life regression through, let's say, hypnosis, mm-hmm. through like mm-hmm. Dolores Cannon's work, are they actually accessing their own records?
Well, yes, because your record is your imprint.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everything that you remember is put in the record. Everything is put in the record. So it's like your own personal DVR. So if you want to go back.
That's a good analogy.
If you want to go back to a timeline of something that, let's say you had a past life regression, hypnotherapy, you're under hypnosis, whatever. You absolutely, what they're helping you do is they're helping you find the DVR and they're helping you find mm-hmm. the specific movie or chapter you're wanting to find. And then they help you play that. So they're really guiding you to finding the DVR, the Akashic record. And because that's where it's like I said, it's an energetic record of everything. It needs to be recorded somewhere, right? It needs to have, like I said, mm-hmm. it's like your own energetic DVR. The reason that everybody doesn't access their own record all the time is several different reasons. They don't know how it operates and where it's hard to try to access something when you're really not understanding the process, you know.
Right.
Two, their belief system. It's interesting though, because people do understand and believe in Akashic records and like tarot cards more than they do just psychics telling them. I don't know why, but they just do. And that's okay. That's totally, totally fine. It resonates with them more, you know, to see something physical, or did they feel like the Akashic records are real, which they are. And that's really cool, because that means that you're paying attention to your intuition, and that resonates true to you. And I think the other reason for that is because there's so much other information out there that is not really accurate, that people are always trying to filter through what feels good to them. Like, this information feels weird. This, I'm not sure if I believe that that's how you get this or that. And you should always do that. You should always filter through all that information and figure and keep with you what resonates and feels the best, what mm-hmm. feels like, oh yeah, that feels right. So anyways, they don't usually access their own Akashic record of their belief system, not understanding how it works, not understanding the process of how to access it. You need to be taught how to use a DVR. If you've never been taught how to use it before, you need to be taught how to use the remote control. It's very similar to that. You need to be taught how to do that with your own energetic system. And then the last thing, again, is trusting that the information is valid. That is something that people have to retrain their brain and their and become more knowledgeable in all of these things, and using their intuition and their abilities to understand that, you know, these are real things. These are access energetic records. Is you actually will get visuals. There's a process to accessing them. There's a system to doing it, and once you work with the system, you will get visuals. And the first thing that people do is they question the visuals, and I don't know why they question it, because most of the time when people do get a visual, they know to the core of their soul that that has happened or it was right, and they know it, they feel it right in that center. I always talk about that center mm-hmm. right between your belly button and your solar plexus. It will resonate, it will vibrate, you will feel it. And people will then dismiss it after, going, well, yeah, I don't have any proof. Who needs proof? Like, when it's resonating with you, that's your proof. You don't need proof. The other thing that I do want to go over too, before we get into something, before I forget, and then let's talk more about the reading factor, because I think that that's something that people will be more interested in, is the Hall of Records is different than the Akashic Records. So I just want everybody to be clear on that. I've heard of the Hall of Records. The Hall of Records looks very different when you're there. And it's actually, when I have visited the Hall of Records, it's interesting because it's a huge, huge room that actually has things that look like physical books. But here's the interesting thing. So there's stories and stories, and it's round. It's round on the inside. And by stories, I don't mean like written stories, although there are. I mean like very long, tall, like building stories. Like, it's just massive. And the difference between the Akashic Records and the Hall of Records is the Hall of Records holds information that's not really pertinent to a person per se, although you probably could find yourself somewhere in the Hall of Records. I've never done that because I guess I haven't wanted to or looked. But you can find information such as how channeling works, different things with universal laws. You can find things with chin. Like, there's, everything is written. Like, the only other thing I can think of is, like, you know, those stories. And this is going to be weird. I shouldn't even say this out loud, because I don't, you know how, like, Harry Potter, and they have the Book of Spells.
I was just thinking Harry Potter.
Yeah, how they have those books. Or even like Game of Thrones and the Monsters. Yeah, they have the books that have all the written. That's what the Hall of Records holds, is lots of information on everything you could possibly think of in this spiritual and physical realm, and how things work. And so it's books of knowledge. And I have had where I've done readings on people, and they've said, I went into this place, or a lot of times people access the Hall of Records in their dreams, which is, again, one of the most easiest ways to access things in the spiritual realm, because, that is your gateway to the spirit world. Anyways, your belief system's down, yada, yada, whole nother show. So anyways, they will be like, yeah, I had this book in front of me. And that's how you can always tell when you're in the Hall of Records. There's usually a very large book. But the interesting thing is, many times your memory, the pages will be blank.
Mm-hmm.
So remember the pages will be blank, but you want information from these pages. So I always tell people, it doesn't matter, the pages are blank. Even when I've been in the Hall of Records, many times I know what that book is for. Like, I know that I'm looking for some things on universal laws or whatever reason I happen to be in there. And I know that I'm with a specific book, and even opening it, the pages will not, sometimes there'll be nothing on there, but I feel the information coming into me. It's very, very interesting. So the knowledge is there. You still download it. It's just you don't really need to know if there what's on the page or what show. You don't have to visually see the stuff in the page. Although some of them do have things that you will remember, but many times people won't remember and they'll look blank. So that's just very different, the Hall of Records. So that's a whole different thing, stuff. So as far as, you know, reading somebody's Akashic records, then again, I do know that there's people who, because we had talked about this, you know, what's the difference between that and a psychic reading? Well, it depends. Most all psychic readers are tuning into your energetic record, which is your Akashic record anyways. I don't think that everybody probably has looked into it far enough or understand. You know, there's a lot of readers out there, and very, very good readers. There's a lot of readers who are just fantastic at what they do, but they maybe don't necessarily pick apart how they're getting all the information. They just get the information. They're very satisfied with that. The reason that I happen to get a lot of information is because I question everything, and I want to be like, well, where did this come from? Well, where did I get this information from? Well, how did this happen? I'm really kind of a pain that way. Like, I want to dissect where everything's coming from so I can get a very large picture. But we'll talk more about the psychic reading stuff right after this break.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Listen, my life changed because someone was there to get me to use drugs. No one can understand. People think that having someone who will listen makes it better. I need help.
I'm listening.
I need help. I think that having someone who will listen makes it better. People understand. No one can get me to use drugs. My life changed because someone was there to listen.
Go to heretolisten.com for tips and tools to turn addiction around. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, and welcome back. We were talking about psychic readings and Akashic records. So anyways, the reason that I put all this together in my own, you know, reading journey, and because I question everything, and I want to know how they fit together more simply. You know, like, I don't just get information mm-hmm. and go, oh, that information came in, okay, well, that, like, I question so many things. And then I also want to know, you know, if you think about it, why would there be so much information? Like, why would how would there be a different timeline than an Akashic record timeline? So then you have an Akashic record timeline, a birth chart, and then a whole nother timeline that psychics are reading, and then other people are going into your past lives who are getting some information that's from your physical brain that's in your spiritual body, and then you have the Akashic records reading different than your psychic. That makes no sense. Like, that just absolutely, you're not going to have 87 avenues of information. It literally just makes no sense. You know, all of these people are tuning into your energetic record. They're just doing it through different avenues, whether they understand it, know about it or not. I think that a lot of those people who, again, can be just absolutely phenomenal readers, they just have never taken the time to dissect like I do. I question everything. I probably drive my guides nuts. Absolutely, probably like, oh gosh, she's asking questions again. So then they take me in and show me these different things when I channel. Does that make sense? Like, I mean, think about it, you know, it's just, you're not going to have, it's not as confusing as everybody makes it out to be. And that makes me teach so much about what I teach is, I think that everybody overcomplicates things. You have a spiritual body, and your spiritual body is your energetic record. Right. You know what I mean? And people have access to reading that, and they do it through different avenues. Does that make sense?
Right. And so that's why, too, this show is just so valuable and so very important and very enlightening for everyone to hear, because I think a lot of people already are accessing their own records without, I think without knowing it. And like the readers, the psychics, the mediums, and I do believe that everyone in those fields are also accessing records. And some I know realize it and know that they are. And you give it a different word, or you give it a different terminology of how you are, of how you do connect. And so it does absolutely make perfect sense. We are pure energy. So of course our thoughts, events, our timeline, it has to imprint that energy somewhere, which is the Akashic records. And so as you're talking about this, I'm wondering, so as people are different readers, either psychic medium or Akashic record readers, or even energy readers, so they are reading their field, their energetic field, and then they use their own gifts, such as either then the clairs come in, right? The clairvoyant, the clairsentient, kind of to enhance their readings, or they kind of tune in to their different gifts as they are giving these readings and accessing these records. Is that correct? Jen? Jen, we can't.
I'm back again.
There you are.
I got kicked out again, but you know what?
Oh!
You were there doing so well.
That's good.
Well, thank
That's
God.
Good, because I was rambling.
So well. Good. So, yeah, and so I think that this show is a very good one. I'm glad that we are doing it just for the simulation. And everybody does access, forgive me if I'm speaking out of line from what you were speaking out of. I was hearing a lot of your stuff, but yes, they all access them. But I think the difference with my personal experience, and that's what I wanted to say, my personal experience on the Akashic records. I don't know what people's own experiences are, what other readers are with what they've been shown. I'm very nervous of the words Akashic records, just that. On their own. I think that is, I feel like there's just a responsibility with coming in and saying they're getting into Akashic records, and I think that feels overwhelming. And so they know that they're reading some energetic part of this person, which is an actual energetic record, which is a portion of the Akashic record. Again, we're going to clarify the actual Akashic record map is very different. That is overwhelming, and that would lot of responsibility, but we're not allowed, you're not allowed as a readjust the ginormous map of it. You are allowed to access the mini records, the Akashic record that each person carries with them. That's very different. It's linked. It comes from the same place, but it's giving you access to
Jen, we lost you. There you are.
That is confusing. And what, like, this is getting ridiculous. So, large map, if anybody's ever seen it, you have to pick apart that. It's so boggling. That would be something I personally wouldn't want access to necessarily. I mean, just because it would take longer to get focus in and do a reading for somebody, I think it would just, it's too overwhelming.
So you cut out a little bit. So are you referring to going in and, like, each individual's map of their own Akashic records? Are you saying, like, going in would be overwhelming to do that at, like, all at once?
Map. Go into the large map. Yes. Uh-huh. That's just too overwhelming for a reason. So much stuff. It's just to navigate that is just mind-boggling. So you will have the avenue strength energetic record that each person has. That's a lot cleaner and easier. It's a lot more whittled down to cliff notes, I guess. Mm-hmm. I would say. It's just too much to go into the large map. So, which people don't have access to anyways. So I just think that people don't, even if they kind of picked apart how they did a reading, I don't think that some people care here nor there where they're getting the information or giving accurate. And so anyways, that is what it is. But everybody will be reading the energetic record. Mm-hmm. And that being said, do you have anything to add?
Gosh, this is fascinating. This was a fascinating show. At the moment, I don't have anything to add.
All right. Well, hopefully this was helpful. Yep. Get the show. I want to remind that if you're wanting to get into my spirit community, to go over to keystospiritworld.com, top right hand corner, click on that and ask to join. It's a private group. You'll have to be accepted in, but we do a lot of discussing about all kinds of things over there. And state some up-and-coming stuff I've been working on, as we've been talking about. And how do they get a hold of the UKL?
You can find me at connectwithkl, KEAO.com, as well as in the Mindful Lounge. That is also a private group on Facebook.
And don't forget, we've been doing the after show. It's only on YouTube, recording after show. So if these are some of the things that you're interested in, more of a casual conversation about, because that's what casual conversation, discuss what's happening, then you want to go over to Neil, Spirit Chat. You can Google any of those. That we've been doing. That's been really fun. Well, this one will probably have, this was what we covered this, and hopefully it makes more sense to even people who have paid much attention to that they were accessing there. You know, like I said, I'm always trying to simplify everything. And the Akashic records and all of the, how we were created, you know, that's a lot simpler than people make it. But whenever everybody's coming up with different avenues, receiving information and whatnot, it starts to seem like bazillions of things that make up this of who we are in the spiritual communication system, when it is magnificently and simplified in a way that is just mind-boggling and fascinating. That's what I'm always trying to do, is get to where people are getting the simplicity of it instead of being overcated parts of it, if that makes sense.
That's a beautiful way to put it. A spiritual communication system. I mean, it's its own spiritual entity, and that's such a beautiful way to name that.
Right. Well, hopefully you enjoy the show. Check out the after show if you're in a more advanced version of this. If you're listening to this live, it won't be up for a few days. But until next time, we will be back. Have the most amazing day. Aloha.
Bye, everyone. Thanks for connecting.